The Secret of Life in the Pub. The names of James Watson and Francis Crick are bound together forever because the scientific discovery they made was truly a joint enterprise. Watson and Crick were the first to describe the structure of deoxyribonucleic acid, or DNA, the molecule that carries our genes and determines everything from the color of our eyes to the shape of our fingernails. Even though Watson and Crick's collaboration lasted only a few years, their achievement was huge enough to tie their names together forever in the history of science and to establish a firm footing for what was then a radical new branch of science, molecular biology. In doing so, they paved the way for the early detection of genetic diseases, such as sickle cell anemia, and for new scientific leaps, such as animal cloning. Francis Harry Compton Crick was born on 8th June 1916 near Northampton. He studied physics at the University College of London, and during World War II, he worked for the Admiralty Research Laboratory, from which emerged a group of many notable scientists. He changed from physics to biology, and in 1947 began to work at Cambridge University. By 1949, he was working at the Medical Research Council unit at the Cavendish Laboratory in Cambridge. In 1951, an American student, James Watson, arrived at the unit and the two began to work together. James Dewey Watson was born on April 6, 1928, in Chicago and studied at the universities of Chicago, Indiana, and Copenhagen. He then moved to Cambridge University. Watson and Crick worked together on studying the structure of DNA, the molecule that contains the hereditary information for cells. In April 1953, they published the news of their discovery, a molecular structure of DNA based on the double helix. Their model served to explain how DNA replicates and how hereditary information is coded on.